This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I hear wedding bells.
Why don't you stay here? Stay here with me.
And some sizzling competition.
This is gold time. I gotta go.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, May 11th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Outlander is going to war in season 7. EW revealed an exclusive look yesterday at the Starz series' upcoming installment as part of our summer preview. Premiering June 16th, season 7 will be divided into two parts, with the back half of the episodes not airing until 2024. This follows an abbreviated season 6, which clocked in at 8 episodes and left Claire on her way to prison for the murder of Malva Christie. Star Katrina Balfe tells EW the new season is, quote, so epic. It's the season that's closest to season 1 in terms of the scope and the span. You can check out those images at EW.com, as well as a first look at Jamie Lee Curtis's monster in Disney's Haunted Mansion. Get details on a huge train wreck in Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, and read up on our interview with Euphoria star Sydney Sweeney about her starring role in the movie Reality, where she plays NSA whistleblower Reality Winner. Natalie Portman has conflicted feelings about the film and filmmaker responsible for jump-starting her career as a child star. The Oscar-winning Black Swan actress addressed her role in controversial director Luc Besson's 1994 thriller The Professional, in which she co-starred as a 12-year-old who becomes the protege of a hitman, Leon, after her family is murdered. In a new interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Portman said of the film, quote, "It's a movie that's still beloved, and people come up to me about it more than almost anything I've ever made, and it gave me my career, but it is definitely, when you watch it now, it definitely has some cringy, to say the least, aspects to it. So, yes, it's complicated for me." The outlet also asked her about allegations of rape and sexual misconduct against Besson, who was accused of assaulting a woman in France in 2018, which he categorically denied through a representative at the time. The case was later dismissed in 2021. Portman called the allegations devastating and stressed that she was, of course, surprised by them. And Dolph Lundgren has been privately battling cancer for the past 8 years. During an interview on In Depth with Graham Bensinger, the 65-year-old Swedish action star revealed for the first time that he was diagnosed with cancer in 2015. Doctors were able to remove a cancerous tumor in his kidney. Then he was scanned every 6 months to a year and was fine for 5 years. But in 2020, an MRI revealed a few more tumors, six of which were removed during surgery. He says a seventh one had grown to the size of a lemon, and he had systemic therapy to treat it. The Expendable star eventually got a second opinion from a doctor in London, where he was filming sequels to the Aquaman and Expendables franchises, and learned that his kidney cancer was mutating more like lung cancer, leading to an overhaul of his treatment. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Everything is about to change on the season finale of today's number three pick, Ghosts. Isaac is figuring out how to spend half of Sam's advance on his autobiography, and Sam is pondering the morals of giving a ghost $10,000. And the Woodstone Mansion is turned upside down when a woman named Kelsey shows up, claiming she's related to Sam and that the manor actually belongs to her. Here's a sneak peek.
Hello, Alberta. Okay, I know that you were mad about the whole my son murdering you and me not telling you about it for 100 years, but how long do you intend to freeze me out?
Flower, can you please tell Hetty I'm still not talking to her?
Hetty, Alberta wants me to tell you that... Wait, I just had it.
Never mind.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Sam. Can I help you?
I'm Kelsey Foster. Okay. This is gonna sound kind of weird, but my mom was an exotic dancer back in the 90s.
I don't know where this is headed, but I like the way it started.
Anyway, I only recently found out that she had a sort of office romance with a client named David Woodstone.
That was my uncle, David.
And my boy,
who dumped your body in Lake.
Just that one time.
Yeah, well, I think we're related because your uncle David knocked up my mom, and then 9 months later, ta-da!
Oh my God!
Little family history, ta-da is actually what my mom used to yell when she would take her top off on stage.
And I am now realizing what exotic dancer means. So nice to have that in the gene pool.
This is amazing. I can't believe this. I hardly have any family.
I know, I'm so excited.
You should totally stay. We have some openings this weekend, and it's on the house.
So you own this place?
Yeah, I inherited it a couple years ago from my great aunt Sophie, who was actually David's mom.
Which would make Sophie this woman's grandmother.
Yeah, that's actually why I'm here. See, the thing is, I'm actually more of a Woodstone than you are, turns out.
What are you saying?
You seem really cool, and I don't want this to affect our relationship, but I think this house technically belongs to me.
Oof, sounds like Sam's gonna have to fight for what she loves and everyone inside of it. The season finale of Ghosts airs tonight at 8:30 on CBS.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Did you know that the show Ghosts is actually based on an international series of the same name? In which country did it originate? England, India, or Japan? Stick around for the answer. We're leveling up for our next pick. It's down to the final three chefs on Next Level Chef. And in the first half of the two-hour season finale, the chefs are getting patriotic. They're tasked with choosing two boxes. Each one represents a different state and its local ingredients. They'll have to create a dish that combines both into one delicious fusion experience. Then in the second half, in only 90 minutes, the chefs have to craft the dish on each level of the kitchen, delegating their time as wisely as they can to make it to the top. Here's a sneak peek.
Platform's coming.
I have to get my plate on the platform today. This is my last opportunity to get into the finals.
Do not wait.
This is goal time. I gotta go.
There you go. Keep going. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Make it tight. That ballet, though.
Well, the winning chef will win a one-year mentorship, the title of Next Level Chef, and $250,000. See who takes the crown on the season finale of Next Level Chef, starting tonight at 8 on Fox. All right, folks, don't go anywhere unless that preview made you hungry and you need a snack. Our number one pick is coming up. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. It's a nice day for a ranger wedding on our number one pick today, the season finale of Walker. Captain James is getting married, and Jared Padalecki's trusty Cordell is officiating. The whole clan is gathering for the special occasion, but big things are happening elsewhere as August is thinking of enlisting in the army. And the on-again, off-again Jerry and Cordell may finally be on forever as Cordell takes a risk and asks Jerry to stay for good. Here's a preview.
All right, where are we at with ceremony?
It's going to work out just fine.
I promised everything would be perfect.
I want to enlist in the army.
This being home is because of you.
Let's dance, little girl.
Why don't you stay here? Stay here with me.
Well, the CW series was just renewed for season 4. Good news for all you fans. But before that, say I do to the season finale of Walker tonight at 8 on the CW.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. In which country did the original Ghost series air? England, India, or Japan? Well, pour yourself a spot of tea for this one. The answer is England. The series premiered on BBC One in 2019, and it's still on, with four seasons to its credit so far. The characters in the American version are based on the characters in the British version, with some traits changed, like Thor the Viking is a caveman in the BBC series, and Captain Isaac, instead of being an American Revolution officer, is a Second World War captain. That is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks for listening, and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Callie Shep and EW staff, edited by Sammy Junio, produced by Ashley Boucher, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Chanel Johnson. What to watch.